त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव, त्वमेव बंधुश च सखा त्वमेव, त्वमेव त्वमेव विद्या द्रविडं त्वमेव, त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव. We offer our most humble and reverential pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to one and all.
In August 2010, a group of our brothers had conceived the idea of a Ramayana Saptaham, a week-long celebration of the Ramayana Katha. When these brothers had gone to get the endeavor blessed by Swami, Swami became very happy and said, Chala Santosham Bangaru, Inka Chayali, meaning, very happy dear, you have to do more like this. It is in spirit of this word of the Lord that a Bhagavata Saptaham was conducted in our college.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna said, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyukdanam adharmasya tadatmanam srajamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkadam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Since ages people believe that Lord comes down on earth as an avatar mainly for two reasons, the punishment of the wicked and protection of the righteous. However, the sustenance and joy of the devotees is the prime purpose of the Lord. It's like a cow which secretes milk mainly for the sustenance of the calf, and incidentally, the whole mankind benefits with good health. In the same way, Lord too comes down on earth mainly for the sustenance and joy of his bhaktas, and incidentally, the whole mankind benefits from it.
The Bhagavata, the name Bhagavata, can be applied to any account of the experiences of the bhaktas with Bhagavan.
The Bhagavata is a story of those who have been chosen as his own divine instruments.
It is a panacea to all physical, mental and spiritual illnesses.
Lord Krishna himself said that he had come down on earth mainly to answer the prayers of his devotees. He wanted to hear the prayer of Kunti when she said, Lord, give me all the difficulties in my life so that I think of you forever.
He wanted his feet to be drenched in the tears of surrender from the eyes of Arjuna, who was bemoaning the death of his son Abhimanyu. He wanted to answer the prayers of Draupadi, who in all despair cried out, Hey Hridaya Nivasi, when she was being insulted in the open court.
He wanted to fulfill the desire of Karna, who wanted the magnificent form of the Lord to adorn his vision during his last breath. It is to celebrate this indelible bond of love between the Bhakta and Bhagwan, a Bhagavata Saptaham was conducted in our college campus for 1 week.
Shravanam and Kirtanam are the first and fundamental steps in the Navavidha Bhakti or ninefold pathway to God. Listening to the stories of the Lord, his love for his devotees and the devotees' yearning for the Lord, best spoken in the language of music, transmutes us to the realms of the heart.
Now let's have the honor and privilege of listening to the Bhagavat Kathakars.
Offering my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Mirabai is well known all over the world as a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Born as a princess in the Murtha family, she was introduced to Krishna at a very young age by her mother. From then on, her life was a saga of unflinching faith and devotion to Lord Krishna. All through her life, she knew only one thing, that is to love her Lord Krishna. Through all the trials and tribulations in life, she held on to her beloved Lord and set an example to the world as to how, when one is steadfast in his devotion to the Lord himself will protect that person. As her life was nearing the end, her pining for the darshan of Lord Krishna became so intense that she treaded the distance to Vrindavan on foot, braving heat and cold, barren fields and forests. And then, on not finding her beloved Krishna in Vrindavan, she treaded another great journey all alone to Dwaraka, where she finally merged into the Lord.
बिन सावन क्यों आए हरि बिन सावन क्यों आए काहे रिम झिम मेघा
Yeah.
Kodaikanal, Swami had given money to the students to do some shopping. And one of the students bought an idol of Meera to gift it to Bhagawan, because he thought that Swami liked Meera very much and this gift would make him very happy. When the student presented it to Bhagawan, Bhagawan remarked, "What is this?" The student said, "Swami, I have got this Meera idol for you." Swami then said, "This is just a doll. Why do I need this? Meera is already within me." Thus it is that God Himself acknowledged the pining and devotion of His own devotee, Meerabai.
Om Sri Sairam, offering our humble pranams at Bhagawan's lotus feet. Following Meera, we now move on to the devotion of Tyagaraja Swami. We'll be singing two kritis of Tyagaraja Swami. One is Yendro Manubhavlu. We'll be singing selected charanas from this kirtana. And the second song which we'll be singing is Ramananu Bruvara. Tyagaraja is hailed as one of the greatest composers and devotee ever known in the history of mankind. His compositions are immortal and being sung all over the world by all the artists and people. Saint Tyagaraja has a special place in Swami's heart, as Swami has many times sung his kirtanas and mentioned about Tyagaraja's devotion in many of the discourses. We now only have 700 of his compositions recorded in palm leaves. There are many more compositions which have not been recorded. The famous Kriti Ramananu Bruvara is a very popular kirtana which Swami has many times sung in the discourses, and also mentioned one particular line in that Kriti called Chimalo Brahmalo Shivakesha Vadulalo, which means the all-pervasive divinity is present in all the beings. Tyagaraja had realized the presence of this divinity in all the beings.
Oh, Shiva, the Shalmada Mula, Kuda Mula, Kupali. Kai kanaka puna bhuvana
known widely as a devotee of Mother Kali, Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa is a unique devotee of God. He has experienced the love of God as a devotee in multiple ways. The beautiful relationship between Mother Kali and Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa was that of one between a mother and a son. He used to speak to her, laugh with her, sing for her, or sometimes dance in ecstasy. Swami has said that once Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa told Mother Kali, "You are Rama and I am Hanuman." So great was his Dasya Bhakti towards Rama that he developed a 3-inch long tail in that period. He used to imagine Mother Kali as Lord Krishna and himself as Radha and practice Madhura Bhakti. When Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa saw the Ram Lala, the child idol of Rama, he assumed the role of a parent to Ram Lala. He has thus experienced Dasya Bhava, Madhura Bhava and Vatsalya Bhava. He has travelled into different faiths, notably Islam and Christianity, and by following those religions also, he experienced the same God. This great devotee has practically shown to the entire world that all paths in spirituality lead to the same goal. Now, let's offer our obeisance to the Divine Mother of Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, the Mother of the entire universe.
Kancharla Gopanna, popularly known as Bhadrachala Ramadasu, was a tahsildar of Palvancha Parigana, a place near Bhadrachalam. One day, when he visited Lord Rama's temple in Bhadrachalam, he was disappointed at the fact that the significance of Lord Rama's residing in that place was lost. Then he decided to reconstruct the temple with the contributions from the people of his constituency. But when the funds weren't enough, he utilized the revenues. When the construction activities were going on, he was named Ramadasu, the servant of Sri Rama, by Sri Rama himself through a saint, Kabir Das, who also initiated him to the Taraka Mantra. After the reconstruction was completed, the Tanishah, Nawab of that region, got to know of the revenues utilized and imprisoned Ramadasu. In the prison, Ramadasu prayed to Lord Rama for his release. But only after he completely surrendered himself to Lord Rama, did Lord Rama rescue him. Sri Rama and Lakshmana came in the guise of Ramoji and Lakshmoji to the Nawab and paid 6 lakh gold coins in return to the 6 lakh silver coins used. Then Ramadasu, in despair that he didn't get the darshan of Lord Sri Rama, went to the temple and prayed to Rama to grant his darshan. When there was no response to his prayers, he poured his heart out in the form of a kirtana and gained his darshan and salvation. Today, we dedicate to you, Swami, one of his famous compositions.
Paluke bangar maye na kodand paani pa Music has played a key role in delivering the saga of Sai's glory. One name that stands out as the chosen medium is that of the legendary Padma Shri singer Shri Ghantasala Venkateshwar Rao Garu. Shri Ghantasala was the doyen of the Telugu music industry, whose unprecedented success made him a legend during his short span of only 51 years. He has over 13,000 songs to his credit, which became classics due to their melody and soulfulness. Shri Ghantasala also composed music For over 100 South Indian movies, a person of deep spiritual conviction, his music was often geared toward mythological themes and grand scores. One of these famous numbers, The Lava Kushaj Story, was Bhagawan's personal favorite as well, and Bhagawan often had the boys sing it for him. Despite his extraordinary creativity, musical genius and worldly success, Sri Ghantasala remained a very simple man at heart, and his love for Swami was deep and pure. Once, at the peak of his worldly success, he waiting to interact with Bhagawan at Srimati Anjali Devi's residence in Chennai. Bhagawan did not speak to him or to his wife. The agony of the situation tormented his heart and soul, and from the pain sprung a composition, Na Sai Nanu Chera Radaye, which means, why doesn't my Sai come to me? Next time, when Bhagawan spoke to him, Sri Ghantasala burst into this melodious song, which has since become an anthem of Sai students and devotees. Today, in honor of Sri Ghantasala, whom Bhagawan personally certified as a true devotee, we will present the same song at Bhagawan's lotus feet. But before doing so, let us not forget that at the age of 51, when Sri Ghantasala was terminally ill and unable to come to the mandir for darshan, Bhagawan visited his room here in the ashram. From the pangs of separation from the Lord sprung another composition, and Sri Ghantasala sang, yanta hai inadu, meaning, how happy am I today that he spoke to me with loving smile. Here, Swami, we present this song, Na Sai Nanu Chera Radaye, composed by the great devotee of yours, Sri Ghantasala. Sai Ram.
Na Sai Nanu Chera Radaye, Na Sai Nanu Chera Radaye, Nannalarinche Velaye, Nannalarinche Velaye, Na Sai Nanu Chera Radaye, Na Sai Nanu Chera Radaye.
Thank you.
Lord Krishna is also addressed as Radha Madhava, the Lord of Radha. Radha stands as a symbol of Madhura Bhakti. Once, Krishna came to Vrindavana from Mathura and after paying due respects to all the elders, goes in search of Radha and finds her sitting under a tree. Krishna goes to her and says in his sweet voice, "Radha, it is me, your Krishna. I have come back for you." And the Lord expected that Radha would jump up in joy and embrace him. But instead, Radha just gives a faint smile to Krishna and remains seated and lost in her thoughts. A puzzled Lord Krishna asks her, "Dear Radha, are you not happy to see me? I have come back just for you." An equally puzzled Radha catches hold of Krishna's hand, goes to the Yamuna river, picks up a palm full of water and asks him, "O Krishna, are you not there in every drop of water in this Yamuna?" Then she catches his hand again and goes back to the tree under which she was seated, plucks a leaf from the tree and asks him, "Are you not there in every leaf of this tree? O Krishna, where have you gone to say that you have come back for me?" Krishna was very pleased with this reply and tells Radha, "Radha, you ask me for anything, I will grant it to you." Radha replies, "No Lord, I don't want anything." Then Krishna asks, "Do you not even want my love?" Then Radha replies, "Lord, I know that I love you and you are mine and will always be with me. It does not matter whether you love me or not." At this point, Swami beautifully describes that Krishna falls on his knees and says, "Dear Radha, it is for the first time that I am receiving something from my creation that is pure and selfless love." Like Mirabai, Radha too faced hardships from her own family, and when her life was coming to an end, she was locked up in a room without being given even a glass of water to drink. At that point, she calls out to Krishna with all her heart, and the Lord appears in front of her and asks, "Radha, what do you want?" She replies, "Lord, I know that the time has come for me to go. But before I go, I just want to listen to you playing the flute for one last time." And then Swami sings in his most beautiful and inimitable voice.
Pata paduma Krishna palukutene dolukunadula matadaduma mukunda manasu tiraga pata paduma Krishna palukutene dolukunadula matadaduma mukunda manasu tiraga vedasaramantatisi nadarupamu ganu marchi venuvan సారమంతతీసి నాదరూపముగను మార్చి వేణువందు తిరుగబోసి గానరూపముగను మార్చు పాట పాడుమా కృష్ణ పలుకుతేనే దోలుకునదు మాటలాడు మాముకుంద మనసు తీరగా
ఆకాశాత్ పతితం తోయం సాగరం ప్రతిగచ్చతి సర్వదేవ నమస్కార కేశవం ప్రతిగచ్చతి. యాజ్ ద డెస్టినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ డ్రాప్లెట్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ విచ్ ఫాల్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ద స్కై ఈస్ టు రీచ్ ద సీ, సో వాస్ ఫర్ ప్రహ్లాద హు వాస్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ అన్ అసురకుల టు ద చక్రవర్తి ఆఫ్ అసురాస్, వేర్ హిస్ ఫెయిత్ వాస్ క్వశ్చన్డ్ అండ్ ఎట్ with that unwavering devotion he was able to come out of all the ordeals which were presented in front of him through the namasmarana. Prahlada gave the bhakti marga of namasmarana and sharanagati to the whole world. He was the one who told that he vishnu tava charanambuj sharano ko bhayam sarvatra bhayam sarvatra bhayam sarvatra bhayam, that is the one who has taken refuge under the Lord's feet, he has nothing to fear in the whole world, for the Lord is with him. The nama of the Lord, which became an armor or a kavacha around Prahlada during his whole lifetime, is the only marga which, according to Prahlada, is there to reach the Lord, as Purandaradasa has sung in one of his kirtanas, that what is the use of doing japa or ganga snana or all other rituals when you are not able to chant the name of the Lord, because that name is the only way to salvation.
Nitya upavasa viddu nitya upavasa viddu nitya upavasa viddu hasidu palalale ke nitya upavasa viddu hasidu palalale మతే చులియుడు గంగా గంగా మతే చులియుడు గంగా ముడుగలే హస్తవ పిడిలు హస్తవ పిడిలు మాడువ హస్తవ పిడిలు మాడువ జపవేగే జపవేగే ముక్తిగే సాధన వల్లవే హరినామ ముక్తిగే సాధన వల్లవే హరినామ ముక్తిగే సాధన వల్లవే హరినామ. ఓం నమో సర్వపారాయణాయ శోభనమూర్తయే నమో నారాయణాయ సగుణ బ్రహ్మణి సర్వపారాయణాయ శోభనమూర్తయే నమో నారాయణాయ ఆయ నిత్యాధిపత్యాయ మునిగణ ప్రత్యయాయ నిత్యాయ విపుల సంస్తుత్యాయ నిత్యాధిపత్యాయ మునిగణ ప్రత్యయాయ సత్యాయ ప్రత్యక్షాయ సన్మాన సదాంగత్యాయ శరదవన కృత్యాయ ప్రత్యక్షాయ సన్మాన సదాగత్యాయ జయదవన కృత్యాయ కౌస్తుభావరణాయ పురవైనినే జగన్ మోహనాయ హరిరాజవరదాయ కౌస్తుభావరణాయ పురవైనినే జగన్ మోహనాయ తరుణీందు కోటీర తరుణి మన స్తోత్ర పరితోచ చేతాయ పరమాయ తరుణి మన స్తోత్ర పరితోష చేతాయ పరమాయ కటరాయ గాతీశ కామితార్థ ప్రదాయ గోత్ర బిమ్మణి రుచిర గాత్రాయ రవిచంద్ర నేత్రాయ దేశాద్రి నిలయాయ నమో గోత్ర బిమ్మణి రుచిర గాత్రాయ రవిచంద్ర నేత్రాయ దేశాద్రి నిలయాయ నమో సర్వపారాయణాయ శోభనమూర్తయే నారాయణాయ నమో నారాయణాయ నమో నారాయణాయ నమో.
Dear Swami, over the last week, we had the privilege of experiencing the nectarine stories of the Bhagwan and his Bhakta. We were indeed fortunate to receive a few droplets from this endless ocean of devotion and relive the life of these great devotees of the Lord, which in turn conferred great joy on all of us. We contemplated on the nectar-filled stories of the intense yearning of Saint Tyagaraja for Prabhu Sri Ramachandra,
the Niswartha Bhakti of Mirabai,
the mysticism of Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, and the intimate relationship which he shared with Mother Kali,
the Madhura Bhakti of Radha,
the pining of Bhadrachala Ramdas for Lord Rama,
the Namasparna Bhakti of Vishnu Bhakta Prahlada,
and in this Kali Yuga, the steadfast devotion of Sri Ghantasala Garu towards you, Bhagwan.
Facing innumerable difficulties in their lives, these devotees, with their prayers, came out through all difficulties. And they became immortal as nearest and dearest to the Lord.
How fortunate are your devotees, Bhagwan, to have your darshan, sparshan and sambhashan, who is the Prema Swarupa himself, who showers abundant love and grace on each and every one of us.
Swami, in the year 1961, on the occasion of Dashera, you gave a glimpse of your glory and announced, and we quote, "You have heard that the Lord saved Draupadi from humiliation,
Gajendra from that quagmire,
Arjuna from defeat,
Ahalya from petrifaction,
Dhruva from ignominy,
and Prahlada from annihilation.
You do not know of other countless acts of grace. Similarly, for every act of grace which you have known, this form has done, there are thousands you do not know."
Rama was the embodiment of Satya and Dharma, and Krishna of Shanti and Prema.
Now, when skill is skipping faster than self-control, when science laughs at sadhana, when hate and fear have darkened the heart of man, I have come, embodying all the four, Satya, Dharma, Shanti and Prema.
I have come, equipped with no limitations to help you to contact me and derive benefit from my coming.
I manifest such powers as will help me to confer the benefits I have planned for you and the boons you deserve.
In a short time, within years, the number of which can be counted on the fingers of one hand, you will see here the suffering, the aspiring and the inquiring, the arthis, the artharthis and the jignasus from every part of this world.
And this number will be so large that the sky alone can be the roof to shelter them. Unquote. Swami, we do not know whether it is the luck of us from the past births, or is it thy torrential grace and love and compassion of a thousand mothers that we have been able to sanctify our lives listening to your Bhagavatam. Your exploits as Rama, as Krishna, as Shirdi Sai, and now as Sri Satya Sai.
In conclusion, and expressing our heartfelt gratitude to you, Bhagwan, for showering the perennial unconditional love on all of us, we, your children, would like to offer a dance entitled Bhagavatamu Vinte Bhagavataru at your divine lotus feet.
Jai Saram.
చెలివినైన హరిని కొలువ చాలను భగవంతుని చేరుటకై బలుదారులు చూపించును భగవంతుని చేరుటకై బలుదారులు చూపించును ఎలా 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 ప్రేమించిన గోపికలు
జగదంబా Ram Jay Raja Ram Ram Jay Sita Ram
मानस भजरे गुरु चरणम दुस्तर भ्रम सागर तरणम मानस भजरे
Samastha Loka भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।